Hey friends, how's it going? So welcome to the Barcata NYC Cappuccino. I just want to welcome you all. Thank you for joining us for our Halo Halo event. You know, this is a period that is a little tough for us right now. We're all trying to navigate and make sense of what's happening in the world. And, you know, Barcata is trying to serve as a resource and a space for that. So to kick this off, first of all, my name is Peter. Pronouns are he, him. I'm one of the co-founding members of Barcata NYC. And so I just wanted to start off with this cappuccino. So the first thing I want to ask is to kind of jump off and kind of continue the conversation from our Halo Halo event is what are some resources, if any, that you know of that you can share that we can kind of aggregate and share with the larger Barcata community. You can shout it out, but also feel free to email us and we'll put it together and share it with everyone. Also, I want to add is if you are just joining us, which I believe many are, please introduce yourself. Tell us your name, your pronouns that you go by. You know, how long have you been attending Barcata events? If for a while, or if this is your most recent one, and how you heard of us. We want to get to know you. We want to get to know more of our community, and we're really trying to use Cappuccino as an additional platform to really connect with everyone. So introduce yourself, say hi. If you have something interesting to share as well, or if you want to share a story or something that adds to the conversation from our Halo Halo today, please do so, and we would love to hear from you.
My plants. I have a Monstera, a Bird of Paradise, a Bamboo Palm, 3 Calatheas, and 3 Pothoses. And they have given me fresh air and green leaves, beautiful green leaves.
Hello friends, kaibigans, kapamilya. This is Ephraim. My pronouns are he and him. I joined Barcata in the later part of 2019. I am so grateful for this group, for the opportunity, and for really providing us the space to have conversations on issues that not only pertain to the queer community, but also on issues that has really been tough for us to really face, more so on the topic of Asian American Pacific Islander hate crimes that has been increasing. I can certainly only speak for myself in saying that it's tough to have these conversations when you have been brought up to really internalize these kind of issues and really move forward. Because again, we are brought up in a community that is very much predominantly white. So it's really hard to have these conversations when those who are not affected by it are not very open to having a dialogue. I thank everyone for sharing what they have encountered or sharing tips on how to move forward and how we can really come together to support the community. I very much look forward to what else we can do as a group. And how we can educate not only ourselves, but educate others in being true allies and being true co-conspirators and making sure that we make a change for the near future.
Hi friends, this is Carlo. It was a pleasure getting to see all of your beautiful faces earlier at the Zoom call. And the thing that I wanted to share is actually my journal. I've been trying to be more intentional about how free I keep my head. And so putting in the journal has been really helpful for me. Here's a little dramatic piece. I find both comfort and joy when teachings from different resources overlap, as if the universe is telling me, good job, keep going, for you're on the right path. Or sometimes I just wake up like super overwhelmed and just, you know, making sure that I put it down instead of obsessing about it. But yeah, have a wonderful night, everyone. Good night.